When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, September 1st. I want to say thank you for joining us. And it is going to be a good show. We are looking forward to you. Looking forward to being here with you. I have audio galore going through my ears, so it's just going to be 1 second. There we go. It's my first day. And we are back.
You have audio what?
Galore. I had
galore.
I had
the fuck is that?
Well, Stephanie Chase and Kenny McIntosh are doing the prediction show on the regular Fightful channel. I ended up having the YouTube link open for our show. Mm-hmm. So when I clicked everything, like for the volume, everything just started going off like right away. So everything in my ear just went. So it's my first day. But some things never change. Maggie, how are you?
I'm depressed as fuck, Rob. How are you?
I know, and I'm sorry. I wish there was
I'm sorry for cursing so early in the show, but I really don't give a shit.
Hey, as long as it's YouTube, as long as it's like after the first 7 seconds of the show.
I thought it was the first 5 seconds. 5 minutes.
7 seconds, I believe. Yeah. So, but anyways, so you see that background right now. So it's a little weird today, but that's okay. We're a little weird anyways. But Maggie, we have a big prediction show. We have two pay-per-views that we're going to be predicting today. We're going to be talking a little bit about John Cena, who's going to be on SmackDown tonight. He's making his triumphant return. We haven't seen him since Money in the Bank. We're going to talk about your trip, right? We haven't seen him since Money in the Bank. Or did he come back? Oh, he came back, didn't he, for his 25 years? Or was that before? I don't know.
Who knows? Sweetie, you picked a really interesting co-host, you know, that has more memory issues than you.
Who cares? I don't know.
Like, if you ask me, he just returned for the match with Austin Theory.
Well, he's been back since. Yeah, I mean, he's been
I
back.
Know. Like, naturally, he was. But, like, if you ask me, no, he wasn't.
Okay. Well, yeah. Based on that whole horrible thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But anyways, we have WWE Payback. And I say Payback to make sure I get that right this time.
Not Backlash, because, nope. Like, okay, listen. I would want nothing better than to see WWE go back to Puerto Rico because that crowd was absolutely amazing. But no, it's Payback. It's not Backlash.
Yeah. So when I made the first logo, I had Backlash on there. So
yeah, the stupid thing is that it took me a while to notice that as well. Like, it's not all on you, okay, sweetie? Like, you're fine.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. In the long run, it just does not matter. But
so why is John Cena coming back tonight? Like, refresh, because I have no idea what's happening. I haven't even watched NXT.
It's the strike, the actor strike going on in Hollywood. It's pretty much what I have to guess is why he doesn't have anything going on. That's why he's back. Uh-huh. I mean, it hasn't been said, I don't believe, but I think if you put two and two together, that's what it is. But yeah, that's what it, in my opinion, is what it has to be there. I mean, that's just the only thing that makes sense. But we have two super chats to start off the show. And before we do that, Maggie, you're really good at telling people about super chats and what they do for us. So I'll let you do that before I read the first one.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. please leave a like on the video. It's really important to us. It helps us a lot. It helps Sean believe that this show is worth watching. Yeah, and you can send us a super chat at the bottom of your screen. It's the little, you know, dollar sign, or I don't know what it is anymore. Or a Humper Chat at humperchats.com if you want to support us even more. So what's the first super chat?
Yeah, the first one is from our good friend Ryan Sullivan. He says, Maggie better have a British accent. Rob can do Bulgarian. I can't do Bulgarian.
Ryan, you fucking wanker.
Yeah, that's good. I can't do a Bulgarian accent. I just don't know how.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Just FYI, I called everyone wankers this weekend. So, like,
oh, that's good.
Wankers. I think I have a right to do so.
Oh, yeah. You have every right to do it. Our good friend Matt Reichel says, hi, Rob and Maggie. Starting off the Maggie to All In 2024. Fund. I'm considering going next year to my first ever trip to the UK.
You better.
I'm going to convince
the crap out of everyone here why you should go to UK.
Yep, I'm going. I've already decided. I'm like, I am not going to miss out on this next year. I want to be there. Yeah. As long as they promote it better than they did All Out. That I can tell you.
I didn't see one poster for the show.
For All In?
Not even one.
Yeah.
Not even one.
So, but yeah, anyways, like I said earlier, we talked about John Cena. He's making his return tonight for SmackDown. There's rumors from what PWI or Pro Wrestling Insider said today that there's a chance that he might be the host of Payback tomorrow. We'll have to see how that goes tonight. But that's really all there is to say. There's been talk about him maybe feuding with Cody Rhodes, or not maybe feuding, but just working with Cody Rhodes. We'll have to see. I don't really, if anything, maybe like they do tag matches. I don't really think feuding with them makes sense. You know, like,
why would he feud with
him? Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking.
Maybe he can go off of, you know, because Cena did put him over before WrestleMania. What?
Okay. Let's see here. Let's see what this comment said here. Hunter says Sean just posted on Select why he's back. Oh, I haven't been able to read Select in the past hour and a half, so that's
past hour and a half. I haven't opened up Select in days. Yeah. it's just depressing to me.
Well, I understand you're unfortunately back home where you don't want to be right now. You want to be.
Yeah, we're gonna talk at length about this after our first prediction stuff. Yeah, okay. It's fine.
All right.
If he just posted it on Select, we're not going to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, he just literally posted on it.
We're not going to talk about it.
But anyways, here we go. Let's go ahead and start off with the first match that I have listed here. You have the cage match between Trish Stratus and Becky Lynch.
Let me just start off by saying that this feud has done nothing for me.
Yeah, it's been going on forever.
Yeah, it's been going on ever since before Saudi, right?
Yeah, let's see here.
Night of Champions, right? Or was it not? Yeah, it was Night of Champions. They had the first their first match at Night of Champions on my birthday, and after that, yeah.
So long ago.
Yeah, it was definitely years ago. I'm not making this up. The build is weird. The way that they paced out the entire feud was weird.
Go ahead. No, this feud literally started on April 10th. I'm looking at the results. This is when Becky turned
on. April 10th. Okay, sure. September.
Yeah. Okay. Holy crap, that's a long feud.
Hey, long-term storybooking, am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. You would never imagine the Yaz in Wembley. You have no idea. entire London. Yeah. Jesus. Okay, so whatever. Okay, Becky Lynch, definitely, please. There is no reason for Trish to win this.
Yeah. Like, no, you're right.
If she wins, like, why? Like, if you're not here to put over young talent, Becky isn't, you know, the youngest of talents, but she is the current female wrestler who's, you know, locker room leader. Like, if Trish has to put over anyone specifically, it has to be Zoe Stark, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and I think that's who they would have her go with next.
Yeah.
I think, but we'll have to see.
This is a nice way to move this in if Trish loses and they have, you know, a spat with Zoe. But Zoe and Trish is like they just started being together as a duo, so I'm not exactly ready for them to split up, but I don't know, it's WWE and I have no idea what they'll eventually do, but yeah. As a whole, Becky to win the match.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. I agree completely with this. Becky's going to win this feud. She's going to get the victory. And that's what I see going on.
The second match that you have listed here is Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. You put the really good ones first and then the late.
So the way the site does it, like Fightful, like I grab it from Fightful and what they do is they put it down by announcement, like which match is announced first. So that's why, like...
Okay, I get it. Okay, that's fine. So Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. The stupid thing is that Shinsuke Nakamura doesn't stand a chance here. And I wish that he did, but simultaneously, I'm not ready for Seth to lose his title.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, torn here. I never root for other people when those two are in a match, but like now they're facing each other and it sucks. I would say that Shinsuke Nakamura's pre-recorded promos are working better than the ones he's doing in the ring because the audience keep wanting him. And I really want to set everyone on fire when they do that. It's pissing me off. He talks in a different language. Let's fuck the crap out of him because we're America. Yeah. So it's just...
America. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. But it sucks that they just wouldn't, give Shinsuke Nakamura the ball and just let him roll with it. My heart's aching for Shinsuke Nakamura. I know he just wants to serve, man. No, I'm sure, bro. He doesn't want to only serve. I'm sure he doesn't. Seth will win this. I don't know who eventually dethrones Seth. I would like to think it will be Carmelo Hayes, but I'm sure it will be someone else. Seth.
All right.
Who do you got?
Well, I have Seth winning, but I think we finally see Damian Priest cash in. I think it finally happens. I really do. So that means
where's Payback?
Payback is in Pittsburgh.
Oh. Okay.
The Steel City. Sorry, that was just dumb there. But so I just think it's time for, they're going to do it. I think,
what do you mean it's time? Did he just won it?
July. I know, but
like they a don't month like ago.
That was July.
Yeah, a month and a half.
Two and a half.
It's still three. August.
Oh, it's September. It's September 1st. Not, okay. No. Man, it seems like that was forever ago. My God. That literally seems like it was 3 months ago. And it was two.
It's It's not September. It's not. Come on.
It's September 1st.
No.
Mm-hmm. I can't change that, but yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, anyways, I think Damian Priest cashes in. I think
I wouldn't mind that, but successfully or not, or not.
Yeah, yep, I think so. I think
what the yep. fuck?
I'm not kidding you. I think he does it. I think JD Mc don't Google me like helps him out, and yeah, I think that's what happens.
You shut your mouth, Rob.
Hey, trust me. Hey, I'm really bad at predictions anyway, so it's okay. Like, I'm going to be probably way off. Like, yeah, I'm
okay. Like if that happens,
I'm almost in like Caden territory, you know? Like, it's getting real bad. So, I'm just going
to
keep going.
Okay, just let me try to do your Caden face.
True.
Hey, I'm not that far off.
No. Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. Okay, so the next match we have here is Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez. There's no way Rhea Ripley's losing here.
No. Nope.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't think the woman that gets to dethrone Rhea Ripley exists still. Like, the forever champ. That's it.
You mean on WWE? Oh, she just doesn't exist at all. Okay, gotcha.
No. No. Mommy forever.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
You?
Rhea Ripley wins, no questions.
Yeah. Yeah. If they let these two have time, they're gonna tear the house down. If they give them time, I really hope they do. The next match we have is Rey Mysterio versus Austin Aries for the WWE United States Championship. The current champion is Rey Mysterio. I want to do this right, Rob.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm going with Rey Mysterio.
Fine. I mean, sure.
We have a happy they, Maggie look, here today.
What? No, it's just, tell me why I should care about this.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of the matches, I don't really know. I thought
you're gonna be a no. The matches are good. The matches are gonna tear the house down. But why? Why? Why though?
I honestly can't tell you. I don't
love you.
I don't. That's the thing. I don't like. Theory bores the hell out of me. Rey Mysterio.
He's an awesome wrestler. Austin Aries is an awesome wrestler, but they gave him nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just. Boring. But I mean, that's really all I can say. I think Mysterio wins. There's a part of me that just thinks it's coming around soon where we're gonna see Santos turn on Mysterio.
That's the thing, right? That's the thing we're all expecting. But like, they just got LFO.
I know, or LWO.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, LFO.
LWO. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's I'm thinking of the other thing.
The music.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm thinking of LFI.
Oh, okay.
Mushed it together. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
So, fine. Yeah. I know, and again, all these wrestlers are really amazing. Legado. Absolutely underrated right now. He should have been the one to dethrone Austin Theory. I keep trying to say Austin Aries, and this is the Ugh. First. Yeah, I've never said that name again, like ever in my life out loud. I have no idea what's happening right now, so I want to say Austin Aries. No, ew. Austin yeah. Theory, okay? Ew. Theory, okay? Theory. So, yeah, Rey Mysterio. Do you imagine, like, do you think that Legado comes out to help Rey Mysterio but ends up costing him the match?
Yeah, I do. I think this is when they finally do it. And because I think,
yeah, but this many Austin Theory wins back.
No, I think what I think happens is they help Mysterio win And Mysterio's like, "What are you doing?" And then he turns on Mysterio. That way he can set up a match with him and Mysterio. That's what I think happens.
They can also make it into a three-way down the road, and Legato can pin Theory, and Rey Mysterio would be
Yeah.
protected. Like, that surely sounds like something they would do. But yeah, Rey Mysterio w won't lose the championship here.
Stoopy makes
I
a good
doubt it.
point. Yeah, Stoopy makes a good point though. Like, if they want to keep Santos like face still, you could maybe let Theory win his title back and let LA Knight take the dethrone Theory, like at Fastlane next month in Indianapolis. That could be an option in October.
Well, if this happens, it'll be just so we can have LA Knight win a championship and
Yeah.
not because they made it make sense.
Yeah,
You get
that's
me?
true.
Like,
Yeah.
you get what I'm saying?
I smell what you're
Because,
cooking.
like, they, yeah. So, because they never mentioned that battle royal of meat that he won, you know, the Slim Jim battle royal. They never mentioned that ever again, like after he won it. They should have, because this would be the reason why he would get a championship opportunity. They don't, because LOL WWE. This would make sense if they mentioned this, if he bragged about it, because that's what that battle royal brings you, right? Bragging rights. Am I wrong?
No, you're
Tell
right.
me why I'm telling lies, Ross.
Yeah. No, I think you're right on here.
Yeah. And come to think of it, like, it's at this point, the only reason why they will give LA Knight a championship is because he's getting chanted at the biggest wrestling event of all time in Wembley. Like, you couldn't have a second without someone shouting, yeah.
No, I mean that's the thing. I
Even
heard a
I did.
few. Yeah.
Even I did.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and I'm annoyed by that. And even I did.
Sure.
I
No,
didn't
I mean.
think Judas, but I shouted, yeah.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
I did not. I did
Wow.
not.
That actually surprises me. I really thought you would have.
No. Hell no.
No.
I ain't doing that crap.
I'm not gonna
Yeah,
pick
so
them.
this is so this is actually one of the hardest matches to predict, I wanna say. Because
Okay.
it's the one that we gave most time to. And this is really interesting because I don't give a fuck. So, the next match we have listed here is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defending their undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships against The Judgment Day, Damian Priest and do you realize what you wrote here? Damian Priest and Sami Zayn.
Did I?
Yeah, look at
Okay,
it.
cool.
Look at it.
Oh, well,
Okay,
I meant I
so
probably meant to put the tag match. Obviously,
yeah,
right?
the tag
Yeah.
match. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Damian Priest and Sami Zayn. Okay, so Sami Zayn. Okay, is it Finn Balor or is it Dominic Mysterio? It's
It's
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
It's
Yeah.
Finn Balor. Okay. Do you see the Judgment Day winning here? Because I don't want to.
Yeah, no,
Because this has to be either the opening match. Because if Damien cashes in his money in the bank on Seth, like Seth and Nakamura, do you think that closing the night or the match before that? And Trish and Becky get to be the main event in the steel cage. What do you think?
I think
Have
they're
they
the main event.
said which is they?
Becky and Trish.
Becky and Trish. Okay.
I think so. That's just my opinion. I could be
Yeah,
completely.
so the tag team, if you think that Damian Priest is cashing in, then this title match should be opening the night. If this match opens up the night, I will agree with you from the get-go.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, now that I think about it, I kind of wonder if they're going to go the Seth Rollins route. I mean, shit. Now I just. I okay. So this is what I
have
think.
That effect on men. They they second guess it themselves.
Yeah. Well, now that's the thing. Like, I think Trish Stratus and Becky deserve the main event because of.
They do. Well, they really don't in storytelling because it's nothing.
That's the thing. The
women themselves do because it's Trish and Becky. Yeah, you would think that this is the logical thing to do because it's Trish and Becky, like probably one of the biggest WWE women ever in the history. But like what they did was, you know, nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But now that I think about it, I think Shinsuke and Seth are main eventing. So
let's see how many times you can change your mind.
Let's do that.
Let's not. I'm gonna go with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I'm not ready for these two to lose those championships. And I still stand by what I said months ago. The ones I see dethroning what?
Yeah.
Why are you?
I went to the other chat, like the other show, and I'm like waving bye to Stephanie and. I can't do two things at once, so.
Okay.
So I was saying bye to Stephanie and Kenny in the other channel because I was producing their show, so.
I want us to have Kenny McIntosh on the show. Can you get in touch with him?
I'll try, sure.
Yeah, thank you. Behind the scenes of Coexisting After Dark. that's how plans are made. Can we change our background now, or are we staying with this? Yeah, sure. So while I explain myself even more, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, the ones I can see dethroning them are a reunited DIY. I really want that.
Yeah, God, that would be brilliant. I would love that myself.
Who do you see winning?
KO and Sammy. They get the victory.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way.
We will get a Grayson Waller effect with special guest Cody Rhodes. This will be fun. This will be a nice pee break. Chicken tenders, whatever.
See, I'm actually looking forward to this.
I am looking forward to this, but like not many people are. I will be looking forward to this because I get to watch at home what I can, you know, pause stuff and like, you know, go pee and whatever. That's why. It's gonna be okay. Like it's Cody Rhodes. He's gonna make it worth it. That's what I'm saying. The last match we have on the card is LA Knight versus The Miz. Of course, LA Knight is winning here. I wouldn't mind, actually, if this match opens up the show. You can get the crowd pumped up with, you know, with LA Knight. It's going to be great. Yeah.
I like that idea, actually. You get the crowd going.
Mm-hmm.
They give LA Knight his victory. There you go. I think that's a good idea. Smart move. They have talked about John Cena a lot in that feud, though, haven't they? Huh. Kind of wondering if that's where Cena gets involved.
Will he?
Well, yeah. I'm thinking. I'm wondering. We shall see, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Guys, get in your super chats and humper chats. If you have any question, we'll read your statement or question on the air.
I have a question. Why have to like remove the name?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I'll get to you.
Not exactly a question.
Yeah.
Not exactly a question, but like it's fine.
Yeah, I'll get to that. But there's no way in hell LA Knight loses this match. Or better.
Oh, yeah. The Miz's job right now is basically him, you know, losing matches to people who are immensely over.
Yeah.
Exactly. He does this really, yeah, he's gonna bum the like crap for LA Knight. It's gonna be a quick match. Like, I don't see well, no, actually it won't be. Like, I can see a little off like a lot of offense from Miz. And then LA Knight gets to, you know, beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody's saying, LA Knight. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's okay. I get it.
I know.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, that's pretty much Payback.
Mm-hmm.
WWE Payback live tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So,
tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, Saturday. Yep. Saturday.
Yep. Saturday. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah. But tell me, Maggie, how was your trip to London, England?
Okay, so the flight. Not as bad as I hope.
Wait, you mean not as bad as you... Okay. Not as bad as you thought it'd be?
I hoped it was going to be really bad. One, though, like, because...
Okay, go ahead then.
Yeah, like, give me a chance to explain myself. Because I give me a minute. I hoped it was going to be bad. Because it'll make me not like the experience. Because I want to self-sabotage myself and not, you know, be all nostalgic and, like, curse the entire world that it's over. But the flight was really awesome. When we were leaving, when we were going to London, there was a kid on the plane right in front of us who did not stop crying for half an hour.
Nice.
Nice. It was really great. Like, it wasn't its fault. Like, it wasn't the parents' fault. Like it was just a little kid, you know, flying with a plane. Like, what do you expect to happen? Yeah. Like, what do you think was gonna happen? Yeah. The return one was something, because they you know,
and just so everybody knows, this was your first time on a plane going there.
Yes, absolutely my first time traveling with a plane. So we decided, Philip and I, decided that it was absolutely no use of us booking another night of, you know, of, like, at the hotel, because our flight was leaving really early Tuesday morning. So we said that on Monday we're going to check out of our hotel, you know, go sightseeing for a bit, and then just go hang out at the airport and just board the plane. So we did exactly that. We arrived at the airport. We stood there for, like, I kind of want to say 5-6 hours. We hung out, and then our flight got canceled. And the stupid thing is, we were just going to the bathroom, which is on the other side of the airport. And in while we were in the bathroom, we heard the announcement on the speaker. And we had just looked at each other like...
Wait, you guys were in after the bathroom, or...?
After the bathroom, like, okay. Because, like, we had baggage. You know, stuff. Like, one of us would go to the bathroom and the other one would guard the baggage.
Okay.
And then, like, we take turns. And then, because I went first, and then he got out of the bathroom and looked at me like, and I was like, it's happening. It is happening. So we took our stuff and then just started, you know, walking towards the place that we had to see what's going on. And we saw thousands and thousands of people waiting in line to see what the fuck was going on, because, like, a shit ton of flights got canceled, a lot. Mm-hmm. And they all didn't know what the fuck was going on, so they were standing in line, and only one person was working, opposed to 12. So we waited in line for 4.5 hours.
Oh, even better. Okay.
Yes, 4.5 hours, in which I was absolutely losing my mind. Losing my mind. I I thank Philip so much because he was so like he was so cool. Like, that's not a big deal. And I was like, okay. I had no idea what was going on. And then when it was our turn, we got, you know, to the person who was you know, working behind the desk, and we were like, hello, this is the flight that got canceled that we were supposed to be on. So he saw the information. He was like, okay, so what are you going to do now? Like, what do you want us to, like book? And we said, anywhere Bulgaria. Like, we're not picky. The first flight that goes to Bulgaria, please. Like, get us on this fucking flight. It doesn't matter if it's Sofia, Burgas, Plovdiv. Like, it doesn't matter. The first one. And they're like, okay, there's one tomorrow that goes to Sofia. And they were like, okay, let's do this. Like, next to each other, please. Let's do that. And they're like, okay, and do you guys need a hotel? And we said, yes, please, we would like a hotel. So they print out our flight tickets. And on the back of the flight ticket, they wrote the name of the hotel. And then they wrote what place that we needed to go right now in order to get on a bus that will take us to this hotel. So the hotel was in Cambridge, and I was like, oh, I get to see Cambridge. Like, that's totally awesome. And there was those, if I was like zero motivation to do anything whatsoever, with hearing Cambridge, I got 1% energy in me. And I'm like, yeah, at least it's Cambridge. That's fine. So we boarded the bus, and then I sat down. I was so disappointed because I was so in love with this entire weekend, and like no one could let me have it. Okay, I couldn't have it. So like, it's like, there you go, some bad luck, because it's too awesome to be true. Okay, here's some fuckery, Maggie. Like, if you want. And then we arrived at the hotel. I get off the bus, and the hotel is right in front of me. And I swallowed my tongue because apparently it was a 5-star hotel. We get inside, and you can just tell how much we did not belong there. Because everyone was so fancy inside. It was just like Jack in the Titanic. I shit you not, this, like, I've said this at least 15 times today. It's just like Jack in the Titanic. So we went there. They gave everyone, you know, their own bedroom, their own room, and like, they explained to me how, you know, where it's at the hotel. They explained to us what time breakfast, lunch, and dinner was. So we got our keys, and I go to my room, and I open it, and I barely could open the door because it was so heavy, because it was a really awesome door. And I enter, and I'm like, there's must be some mistake. Because it was a room, okay? It was a fucking room. My feet would go into the entire carpet. Like, they would sink into the carpet. Like, that's how amazing the carpet was. The bed could fit 18 Maggies. Okay, I'm not even kidding. I measured. So so I was like, well, let me test the bed, and I sit on the bed, and like, everything's on. Like, it was so soft that like, all the covers would just hug me the moment, you know, I lay on the bed. This was so weird. Like, I've never, because like, my mother was losing her mind. And so because my flight was canceled. So I call her on Messenger, you know, a video call. And I'm like, okay, just so you can come the fuck down, look where I'm staying. And I show her the bathroom, the room and everything. And like, I noticed that she wasn't talking at all. So I, you know, I turned the phone, and she was like, because like, we're poor, okay? We're poor. And for me, being in a room like that means a lot. Absolutely means a lot. And this got me hoping a bit that our flight got canceled again. I was trying to make Philip to kill me just so I could haunt this hotel forever. You know, my ghost. it was so good. Such a bittersweet moment. Like, way to make lemons, okay? Like, it was fine. And then, like, I showered, and then we took a walk in Cambridge. And let me tell you, I absolutely fell in love with Cambridge. This was such a magical place. I did not want to leave this place. Let me literally just, I adore London. But being from a small town myself and not being able to survive in our capital, Sofia, I can relate to how amazing Cambridge was as opposed to London. It was a different kind of amazing because like Cambridge is like it's like a student's town. And it was just so lovely. Because like I couldn't get in onto London Eye, you know, that Ferris wheel that they have. I couldn't because like the line was kilometers long.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I could not get on that. And from my what I understand, you had to book, you know, you have to book in advance to get on that. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. So like we found a Ferris wheel in Cambridge and we got on top of that. What man, what a lovely town that was. I really want to go back there. It was so cozy. And everyone was so absolutely polite. But the thing that struck me is the realization that, you know, people are smiling a lot in in England. That shocked me because I did not expect to see that. Like, I'm not saying that British people are miserable or anything. Like, I'm not saying that whatsoever. But like, everyone was extremely well-mannered and polite. And like they say, excuse me, thank you, love, and et cetera, like for every small thing, every small thing. Like people who work in low labor, you know, low paying jobs, they like treat you like a human being. And I know that this is, you know, usually something that people need to do, but like it's not like that here. The lady who was checking the tickets in the train that was traveling to Stansted Airport from Cambridge, she was like one of the politest people I've ever met in my life. Hello, can I see your tickets, please? Like, and I'm like, can I marry you, please? Like, so polite. Like, women in Bulgaria that have this job, they will gorilla press you if you make any kinds of trouble. I've seen it. Okay, I've seen it. Like they will take your head off. Even if you're polite, even if you have a ticket, they will kill you. They don't care. Like they don't give a crap about you. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
And like this woman, can I have a ticket, please? Thank you, love. Yes, everyone's so goddamn polite. And because like I'm from Bulgaria. I'm from Bulgaria and I'm on the right, okay? I walk on the right. For me, you know, everything needs to be on the right because I'm, you know, from the rest of the world, but because it's England and everything has to be done on the left, okay? Because like they're weird. And I'm walking on the right and people are coming at me on the same side. And I was like, oh shit, like I'm supposed to be walking on the other side. And then I let them pass and they say thank you. And I'm like, what are you thanking me for? I'm in the wrong here. Like, what are you guys thanking me? This is so weird. Also, people jaywalk a lot. Like, okay, so everything happens on the left here and it's weird. Thank you, Rob.
That's not me. That's actually Sean.
Oh yes, thank you, Sean.
Or ooh.
So, and like I was, is th does red mean something else here? Like, does red mean please walk? It's so weird. Sean jaywalked like a true UK person. He was like, well, we can cross. There are no, yes, I did. And like, you did, there are no cars. And I'm like, what? Like, what? It's fucking red. It is fucking red. Like, what are you doing?
Wow, Maggie.
And then I'm walking with Tempest and looking at the others, and I'm like, it's fucking red. Like, what does red mean to you guys?
That didn't stop them, did it?
And no, it did not. Yeah, I was the weird one. Like, and I was like, well, there's no cars. And I'm like, it's still fucking red. And like, rules are made to be followed, okay? I'm so pissed off. Like, the first thing I did when I came back to Plovdiv was like, I'm going to wait for this green light to come.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. Like, what? It's red. It's red.
Like, good what? God, this is hilarious. Okay, here we go. Nope.
No.
It was fucking red.
Scolded and yelled at. Because there was no traffic coming. And I was like, hey, we can just cross.
Yeah.
She's like, that's red. She's yelling in her accent. It's red.
I don't have an accent, sweetie. I'm sorry. And you're on the wrong mic, by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Let me fix that.
Oh, man. That's...
There we go. So I'm on the right one
now.
Yeah,
now you're good. Yeah.
Maggie has never... Apparently ever, because in Bulgaria they hang you if you jaywalk or something. They just beat you with a stick if you jaywalk is what.
No, cars hit you. Cars hit you.
But
I mean, in America, you get paid for if you get hit by a car. Am I wrong, Rob?
No, you're not wrong. You're pretty much spot on with that. But
yeah, you haven't. Oh no, it's Pepsi.
I can't believe you've never. So you've never jaywalked, Maggie, or that?
Well,
you...
not say never. I was a teenager once. I was a rebel.
Before she got on the right track, and somebody said, yeah. "What are you doing with your life?" She used
what
to
are you
jaywalk
doing with your
all
life?
The time.
Walk, like where? Wait for the green light, Maggie.
So
this will never stop being weird to me. Everyone, literally everyone, what are you doing? I'm waiting for the green.
I'm the slowest walker in the world, and I jaywalk. So it's just
you fuckers.
Yeah, well,
and in London you kind of have to because you got to take them where you can get them, and who knows if they'll even adhere to the red lights once you're there. Mm. I just don't see the big deal with jaywalking. I really don't.
People die.
When? I've been hit by a car twice, and neither were on the street.
In the NXT parking lot, right?
It was in a parking lot. It was in a parking lot. The same parking lot, the same exact spot. I am the reason they have a sign that says swing wide around the back of it. But neither were on the street. I have jaywalked literal hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Mm-hmm. I even jaywalked with a bicycle in London in June. I was just BMXing all the way across that thing.
But like there are traffic, you know, there are lights for bicycles, and then you run a red light for a bicycle.
I did, yeah.
We're crazy.
Listen, I understand it. You can't handle You can't handle bad boys like me and Rob that jaywalk and tear tags off of pillows.
Yeah.
And sometimes we loiter in front of gas stations. Like, this is what we do.
And get, yeah, and like be a walk around the apartment with shoes, right?
Well, that is also true. I wear shoes inside the house. I don't have any right here. I'm actually going barefoot, and no, you weirdos on the internet can't see my little piggies.
No.
But. Yeah, sometimes I do.
There, right?
It is Pepsi Maggie. It's Pepsi Maggie.
Jesus, Maggie.
Pepsi sucks, by the way.
Well, you're just full of wrongness today.
Yeah, she's not happy.
I'm not. I'm depressed, Sean. I really don't want to be here.
I think you should move.
Really? You don't say. I really should. I really should move to Cambridge. I loved it there. It's like they hump for 300, you know, yards.
Yeah, they hump for 300 yards. They do. We can have you do the live intro every week.
There you go.
You don't know. You don't want me doing that. Because I apparently I have a Bulgarian accent.
You do have a Bulgarian. You do. Miro jaywalks.
Miro does not jaywalks.
I'm Ryan. Jaywalks.
He just.
They're, like, what's gonna stop? Like, no car could stop him, anyways. Like this.
Yeah.
Miro stops the car.
Gonna, yeah, like it's gonna be like that cartoonish thing that they're, you know, the car becomes like a.
Yeah. There you
like,
go.
You know, like folded, like a folded piece
accordion,
of paper.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, accordion. Yeah. Thank you. I could not remember that word for the life of me.
So, Sean, since you're here, Jonathan Cena is going to be appearing on SmackDown tonight, and he's going to be around for a while. So, I haven't been able to listen to your Q&A yet. Who's going to be feuding with, you think? Or who's going to be working
know,
with?
I don't know, and I mean, the sad reality is there's a good chance it might be nobody, because if you remember a couple of years ago, they had him in for numerous dates and they're just like, yeah, but he's not going to be on TV at all.
Yeah.
He'll wrestle off screen. So I'm just hoping that they put him on TV. It's very, very
weird. Dark matches.
Yeah. They had him do a bunch of dark matches. It was really, really weird. So I'm just hoping he'll appear on the show, because why wouldn't you have this guy appear on the show if you could? I mean, Grayson Waller's got to feel like a big winner right now, because he is on SmackDown and they did that angle with no expectation that John Cena would be coming back or doing anything with WWE. And we reported on Fightful Select that this strike really facilitated this. And a producer was told and some of the creative were told that, yeah, he is going to make these dates. If and when the strike ends, he's going to wrap up, but they're going to have him do these dates. I don't know who he's going to feud with. I just hope that the in-ring output is better than what we saw at Mania, or it's kept to a 7-8 minute situation.
That is a low bar.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if this person's serious about Hollywood out until New Year's at least, but I mean, if that's the case, Cena will likely hang around till then. Like, he wanted to do this.
Yeah. Jack Perry jaywalks.
I believe that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. As I look, when Cena came in 2021, they had him work 9 dark matches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, man. And a bunch of live events too, like a bunch of house shows, which the reality of that is things are so much different now, because they just do the super shows and all that stuff. And the house shows draw pretty well. Raw and SmackDown are drawing pretty well. I'm surprised they didn't try to get him on Mondays, because that's when you really need John Cena right now, when your show's doing 1.6 million compared to 2 million and football is back. You want John Cena on that show. But I can also see, if they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go ahead and reinforce Fridays, and we'll let people know that the Monday thing is just because it's football season. But, oh, man, I hope they have something creatively satisfying for him. I'm going to look at the roster, because he's booked on Fridays, right? And, Rob, I know you mind the rosters on Fightful, so I'm not as acquainted with them as I should be. AJ Styles and the OC wouldn't be bad. There's history there. Him doing anything with Rey Mysterio could be kind of cool. And it's pretty barren other than that. I mean, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, maybe there could be some sort of thing there. I want him far away from Austin Theory. I don't want that feud to ever happen again. That thing sucked. It was terrible.
I can actually see Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits feuding with AJ Styles and the Good Brothers. To eventually AJ Styles and the Good Brothers losing, because I actually think that they don't have anything for AJ Styles anymore. and it's kind of making me sad. Is one of your cats in your office?
Come here, buddy.
I can see them meowing. Look at the... He's so big.
His name is Melvin. And he's trying Melvin, to eat my headphones.
Oh, this is a headphone one. This one's a good
He only wants to eat my headphones. That's it. And now that he's not getting it, I wonder what he'll want to do. What's up, buddy?
What's up,
Melvin?
He looks incredibly huge.
Ow, he bit me! He bit my ear.
We got footage. There we go.
I am leaving. I have been injured.
If I look complete with HR.
I am going to go down my stairs without waiting for the green light. See you later.
Bye. Well, that was interesting. I'm going to clip the hell out of that one.
I will tell the police, Sean. Mm-hmm. I will not hold back. Yeah, so let's talk some all-out predictions now.
All-out. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. AEW all-out taking place at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois on Sunday. Sunday. Be there. Well, if you want to be. I'm not really wanting to be there. I would want to be there for Takeshita and Omega, but that's about it.
And that's about it.
But since we're already there, let's go ahead and talk about Omega and Takeshita. Who you got, Maggie, and why?
Yeah, I'm going to go with... Okay, that's a really hard one. For now, Kenny Omega. Okay. Takeshita did pin him at All In.
Mm-hmm.
When that pin happened, you have no idea the magnitude of this is fucking bullshit that I got. Like, I literally yelled at a ring. Okay? I yelled at the ring. So much fucking bullshit. By a roll up, but like, it's fine.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, like, hey, you were yelling at the ring. I remember when I was, like, the first wrestling show I ever went to. I remember I was young, and I said to referee Tim White, who didn't see the head shrinkers using the ropes to get the pin on.
Were the ropes red? Because apparently they didn't give a crap if it's red.
No, they weren't red. They were, I think, blue at the time. Anyways, who cares? I remember yelling at Tim White, Hall of Famer, WWE, like, you need to open your eyes. You need to open your eyes. I'm just screaming at him. Open your eyes. You suck. It just reminded me, like, you're yelling at a ring. I'm yelling at a referee at my first show.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was something like that. Yeah, I'm going to go with Kenny Omega. I will not stand for Kenny losing at pay-per-views anymore. I was so sure that Kenny Omega, Ibushi, and Hangman were winning the match at All In, because you cannot possibly have these three lose at Wembley, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, we were so sure, the both of us. And then they lost by a fucking roll-up, and I'm like,
damn it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was not happy about that. But yeah, I'm going to go with Kenny Omega here. I know that this will only mean 50-50 booking, and we usually reserve that for the other place. But I will not stand for a second Kenny Omega loss in a week. I don't want that. Like, boo. Fucking boo. No. Look, who do you got?
Kenny Omega. I think they're going to go with Kenneth Omega.
I actually can see him putting over Takeshita, but like, putting him over would initiate the fact that he's stepping away, and I don't want that. Because like, I, as a fan, I just got him, you know, live. I just got him. I don't want to say goodbye, please.
Yeah.
So, after that, we have the TNT Championship, Luchasaurus versus Darby Allin. This is really weird, because like, Christian Cage has been running around with this title so much that I all the time forget that it's actually Luchasaurus's. We can all agree that Christian Cage is a menace.
Yes. I love it.
He is a menace, and this is the exact word to use. There is no other explanation. He is a menace.
I concur with that statement.
Yes. He so is. I cannot. I'm so enjoying Christian Cage right now, and I've always liked Christian Cage, but I was never in love with Christian Cage until now because he's so fucking annoying. I adore that. I really do. So whatever he's doing, it's absolutely working. I want to see him talk about fathers a lot.
Yeah, Luchasaurus gets his victory.
I think Luchasaurus keeps the belt.
And the reason, there's a couple of reasons why I feel this way.
Where's Wardlow?
I just assumed that he was somewhere in London, and you just put him in your suitcase and brought him back to.
Hey, I'm not gonna comment on that.
Okay, see, so part of my theory is probably right, but anyways, I don't know. That's what sucks. I don't know where he's at, but I hope he comes back soon because it's ridiculous that he's not around. So
it is ridiculous.
But yeah, Luchasaurus, I think, gets the victory. And the reason I'm just going to go ahead and say it. When Sean interviewed Darby a few months ago, Darby pretty much said he was going to be gone in the fall. So, I mean.
Oh, really?
Close. Yeah, so we're pretty close to that. So, there you go. I think he was going to be doing something. I can't remember what he was going to be doing, but. So, he's taking a break. Pretty soon. So, I mean, things can change, obviously, you know. Tony can say, nope, I lost Jack Perry for a while and I need you to stay. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. Things obviously change with wrestling. You never know. But yeah. Yeah, he's going to go climb Mount Everest. That's right. That's what he wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing. Okay. Yeah. So Luchasaurus obviously will win this match. The next match that we have is
Before we do that, I was just going to say AEW announced this just a minute ago. Dennis Rodman will be at the AEW Collision tomorrow night. He returns to the United Center. Now, are you asking yourself who the hell is that, or do you know who that is?
I absolutely know who that is.
Okay, cool.
That's fine. I know who that is. And CM Punk's obviously not going to be on the show.
Yeah. So they needed a guy with a lot of tattoos there. So they.
Yeah, that's sure. Okay, so the other match that is happening is Powerhouse Hobbs against Miro. This was actually the... Okay, so this is a funny story. So before the All In pay-per-view started, I was having drinks with the WrestleTalk boys at a pub called the White Horse. It's right next to Wembley. So you would assume that, you know, it will be filled with wrestling fans, right? And it was. It was absolutely bonkers stuffed with fans. And the WrestleTalk dudes are rock stars there. Like, you have no idea. I couldn't have one normal conversation without, hey, can I take a photo? And like, they take pictures and everything, and I'm like, this is so fun. Like, people actually being so in love with these guys and like taking photos with them and everything. So I was like, maybe we should go. And like, Sean just arrived because the Uber driver drove him to the wrong pub called the White Horse, because there's several of them. And the Uber driver drove him to the wrong one, so Sean was really late. but he eventually came, and, you know, we left. And then we needed to find Denise, because Denise wanted Sean's help with something. And we couldn't get to Denise because like Sean stopped and talked to a bunch of people, took photos of a bunch of people. And I'm like, this is fucking annoying. This is so annoying. So eventually I caught up with Philip and then we got into, you know, into the stadium. And then I got a message from Alex McCarthy, which I didn't get to meet.
Oh, no.
No. I told Alex McCarthy that I was at the White Horse, but like we left. And he was like, where are you? And I'm like, we're at the stadium. Like we left like half an hour ago. And he was like, boo. And 2 minutes after he said boo, Miro came out. And I was pretty pissed off because the stadium wasn't even half full because everyone was still outside because it was before 5 p.m. UK time, which was the official start of the pre-show.
Yeah,
I was pissed off because like there weren't a lot of people there. No. I was really angry at that. And then I messaged Alex and I was like, well, I got to see Miro. What are you doing? Are you drinking beer? So we didn't get to meet. We left it for next time. And this is where I thank Amber, our wonderful friend who kept sending super chats for my coffee. Thank you, Amber. I did buy coffee with your wonderful money because Alex McCarthy never got me one. The bastard.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, son of a bitch. Yeah. Yes. So while we're on the subject of super chats. Yes. A huge thank you to everyone who, in the span of these 4 months, send your super chats and humper chats. I appreciate the crap out of you. The other person which I really needed to thank is John Barker. That sweetie, like he took me from the coach station.
Oh, he sent us a super chat. I'm glad you said that. Hey, friendos, how do you take your tea? What was your all-in highlight? And Rob, are you joining us next year? Rob is going to be joining you next year.
John, yes, Rob is actually joining us next year.
Yes, I will be there. It's something I want to do. I've always wanted to go to London. So
London.
It's something I wanted to do all my life.
Absolutely, so. Yes. So John took me from the coach station. He tried to explain to me how to use the subway. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's totally not happening. And I was like, oh, it's really simple. You just do this and this and this. And I'm like, what? I'm sorry, what? So he did get me to my accommodation. He was such a sweetheart. I couldn't get the chance to buy him ice cream. I will buy him ice cream next time. I promise. That's just the sweetest thing to do. And actually, John, while I have you in the chat, you're actually the only one I took a photo with. And it was a bad photo because the photo we took with each other, I just clicked on, take photo. And I realized that I have a selfie counter going on. And we just started laughing at the counter. And that's why, you know, it's actually a really sweet photo. But like the initial one was, you know, us being way more not childish and everything. That's actually, so this is the only photo I took with a person because I'm that stupid. First of all, I have no photos with Sean. Like Sean had one photo with me and then I was like, well, maybe I should take photo too. And then everyone started talking with him. I didn't get to take photo with Denise because she was all over the place and I did not want to bother her. Believe me, she had so much to do.
Yeah.
And
but you got to meet her, so that's good.
I got to meet her. Like she's such a wonderful hugger, by the way. Yeah, we're the exact same height.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. First of all, and second of all, tall, strong, sweetie. Not that tall. Not nearly as tall as I thought he was. Yeah. So that took a really dramatic exit. Yes, so Powerhouse Hobbs and Miro. He's very Miro tall. Here.
I think just your eyes weren't working.
Like he always takes photos with people from this angle just so he can seem atrociously tall. He's not tall.
I'm
the crap out of
I'm
you.
I'm breaking.
You're not that tall.
I'm breaking kayfabe. It's a bit.
There's no kayfabe. It's a bit.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. It's a, so there you go.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, I have Miro winning because I'm biased.
Yeah, I'm going with Miro because I'm biased too.
Yes.
Mira was what got me connected with Fightful, because I spent so much super chat money with him on him because I was bitching and moaning, what is WWE doing with him? And over time, but exactly. I just got tired of me spending money. Like, he felt bad and he just would send me DMs. And I'm like, hey, you need help with super with Facebook, blah, 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 stuff like that. And there we go. That's how. So Miro is technically responsible for getting my ass on Fightful.
Thank you, so. Miro. You're yeah. the absolute best. So if it wasn't for Miro. Oh, yeah, of course. Big meaty man slapping me. Yes, thank you. This will be such a wonderful match to watch. But eventually, Miro, like, I want to see Hobbs spine bust the crap out of Miro and then the ring just falling down. Please don't do that. That's lame. yeah. The ring bit, like, everything, like, finished for me after Brock Lesnar took a forklift. Yeah. Please don't do anything with the ring ever. Like,
it's, SummerSlam.
It's, yeah. It just run its course. Whatever, it's fine. Yes, Miro, hopefully. I am biased, and I really don't care.
AEW TBS Championship, Chris Statlander defending her title against Ruby Soho. Who you got, Maggie?
I have Chris Statlander. Ruby Soho, like, Tony Khan flew Ruby Soho into London just so she can have a five-second bid on in London and then go away. This was really weird to me. There wasn't a sign of her at Dynamite, right? Was she on Dynamite? She was not.
Yeah, I thought she came in at Dynamite. Yeah, she was at Dynamite. Didn't she? Well, shit, now I can't remember. Man, that was just 2 days ago. Day and a half.
No, I don't remember because I've been crying for 4 days. So, like, my eyes aren't that good.
I thought she was at Dynamite.
I don't know, Rob. Was she at Dynamite? Like, the chat, please tell us. Was Ruby Soho on Dynamite?
Yeah, she was. I'm convinced.
Yeah, okay.
I'm convinced. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there you go. She attacks Tatlan. Yes, thank you, Lewis. Thank you.
Thank you. I knew it. I told you. I knew it.
Thank See? You. Thank you. Don't... Frantic also. Thank you for having, you know, memories just so we don't have to.
Yeah. We're like, we should change our name of our show to like Finding Nemo or Finding Dory rather.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Same old, same old.
Yes. Like the other match, Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley. So. Is John Moxley gonna become international championship and then the real AEW international championship? You know, Punk's title, you know, with the big cross and then in the international title from Orange Cassidy, because like, what the hell do you do with Punk? We're not talking about Punk, by the way. I'm
That's fine.
I'm not talking about that.
Honestly, after Dynamite ended, I honestly think like at first I was thinking Orange Moxley, Cassidy is, but I'm actually thinking Orange Cassidy. You can make him into a bigger star if you let him win.
Yeah, I know. So. Like who in AEW has pinned Moxley?
Omega.
Omega.
Punk. Yeah, Punk. Danielson. Did Danielson pin him? No, Danielson didn't. I don't think. Yeah, Mox. Jericho didn't. Jericho.
Hangman.
Hangman, yeah. Man, that there's not many. Is it less than five?
It's less than five. We need a Tempest on the show. That guy remembers everything, and it's really annoying because he's not even trying.
I would I'd say Will Robinson, but who the hell is that? So
who the hell is that? You know,
there we go. Oh yeah, Lance Archer. Lance Archer was one of them.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Of all people, thank you, Luis. Yes, of all
people.
I love
Lance Archer. I'm a Lance Archer guy.
I adore Lance Archer, but like, why? Like, they've given us zero reason to care because, like, you know, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, I'm going to go with Orange Cassidy, and I will not be mad if Moxley wins here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm right with you on that one.
Yeah, so the next match we're going to talk about is really weird because it's Young Bucks and FTR versus Bullet Club Gold. This is really, really weird.
Yes.
Like, Punk gets suspended, and the moment he gets suspended, FTR and the Bucks team with one another.
Yeah, I know.
It's so crazy. First of all, the thing that happened with the Bucks and FTR right after All In was one of the most human things ever. Like, they were running on emotions, you know, the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they didn't want to shake hands, because I definitely wouldn't. I would have been emotional that I lost on the biggest stage ever in wrestling history, and then I wouldn't have done that. And then, in the back, I would have explained why I didn't. This was incredibly normal interaction. It was incredibly human, and I appreciate that. I understand why people booed the crap out of the Bucks after they left the ring. I get it, because you kind of want to see, you know, putting over the better man, you know, in the match. I can see that. But, like, the thing that happened, actually, I can relate, because it makes them look like normal people. For once. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I do not get this match. Don't get me wrong. This match is going to hump so much for 300 yards. there's no reason the Bucks and... Oh, no, wait. No, they're not going to do it. Bucks and FTR will definitely win here. The Bullet Club Gold got a win at Wembley, so might as well. Absolutely. Young Bucks and FTR will win.
All right. I like that
idea.
Who do you got? Yep. I think so, too. I agree with that statement. I think they win.
So next up, we have Adam Cole and MGF defending their Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships against a team that will win the Tag Team Battle Royal. Is it tonight on Rampage or...
Yeah.
Is it on Collision?
It's on Rampage.
Okay, so it's on Rampage. So you know who won the Battle Royal,
right? I do,
right?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
You do. Okay, so why...
The
why
Usos.
Isn't Kingdom... Yeah, sure. Why isn't... Or Jay. Why aren't the Kingdom in this Battle Royal? Because I did not see them on the graphic.
That I couldn't tell you why they weren't in there, but...
Because they are the only team that makes sense to challenge Adam Cole and MGF.
In chat, K-Fan. Do not put who it is in chat.
If you know, like, we know Rampage isn't worth the shit. So this is the one thing that it's worth watching for. Like, don't spoil it, please. That's a real, like, the fact that not having the Kingdom in that Battle Royal is a huge, huge, you know, question mark for me. Because in storyline, they're the ones who make sense. Unless they are actually the ones to dethrone them, the two of them.
Yeah.
Unless. I've been bitching about the Kingdom not being Ring of Honor champions either way.
I was happy that you did get to see Matt Taven, by the way, though.
Yeah, for just a little bit. Like, hey,
better than nothing, right?
I always knew that after I came home, I had to rewatch the show, because believe me, I thought probably 60% of the show while I was live. I did not see I had no idea that the Kingdom were out there.
Oh, yeah.
No idea. Because where we were standing, one of the pillars was right at, like, center of the ring. And I could not see anything. And I was all the time, I was looking at one of the big screens. And I was like, well, wait, they're right there. I can stare at the ring. You know, I can actually look at the ring. And I was talking to Denise after the show. And she was like, yeah, totally. Like, I find myself, you know, looking at the screen. And they were like, what am I doing? Like, the ring is right there. Like, whenever she has nice seats, you know.
I do the same thing. Like, even
it's really weird. Because, like, it's like I've been watching screens my entire life. And now all of a sudden I can watch it, the extra, you know, action.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I didn't get to see it because, like, I was live. I did not see the House of Black had a lantern with them. I did not see that. Yeah. I didn't see the Young Bucks' tribute to Freddie Mercury. I did not see that. I didn't see a lot of stuff. But, you know, thankfully, like, the main reason why I wanted to rewatch All In after I came back was the Stadium Stampede. I understood shit. I didn't get anything whatsoever. Like, everything after John Moxley put that thing is in his head, everything was a blur after that. Because that was so incredibly gruesome. I put out a tweet that watching John Moxley live wrestle is so much different than watching him on TV. And I cannot explain to you in what aspect. But like, when I watched Kenny Omega, I knew that I was watching Kenny Omega. When I was watching Adam Cole and MJF, that was Adam Cole and MJF. In the moment I was able to look directly at John Moxley, I was like, this is a totally different person that I've seen on TV.
Yeah.
I cannot explain to you how. I can't explain myself right now. I really can't. It's like he has a totally different vibe when he's live in front of you. I really cannot explain it to you. But I don't know if someone will actually share my opinion, but like, this was the only wrestler who was weird. A good weird. Like, seeing live.
Yeah.
It was really strange. Also, the coffin match, like, that was such a fun match. I actually, throughout the entire time, I thought of going to pee. But I didn't want to because it stung. And then I was like, no, I'm not going anywhere. Like, this match is so fun. What?
I thought you were just saying you didn't want to go pee because it stings.
No, it stings. No, it did not. Like, I'm healthy. It doesn't sting.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm going to hell for a lot of reasons, but that's just
I know. That's fine. I really wanted to pay tribute to Kate and then just go pee during the women's match. But the moment I got up from my seat, the match was over. So like, that's not count. I'm not going to count that. It was an 8-minute match. That sucked. Saraya did get, you know, a home win. I will never be mad about that. But like, Will Ospreay live is really panty dropping hot action. Just so I thought.
I'm in danger.
I just had to hit that.
Did you though?
I didn't have to. I just, like, when you said that, I was like, I gotta see what this says.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than this one.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Welcome back.
Next we have Samoa Joe versus Shane Taylor. There is no way Samoa Joe is losing his title to Shane Taylor. Samoa Joe and CM Punk has such an amazing match. I was sitting at the in the CM Punk section, by the way, during All In. I wasn't happy about that. Like, everyone was wearing I didn't get to see her. Like, I saw her on the screen because everyone lost their minds. I was talking to the WrestleTalk guys after the show, and like, it's because we were so bummed out that, first of all, there was only one women's match on the card, and second of all, it was 8 minutes long. It felt like five, by the way. It felt like five. But then we were so disappointed of that. So we got to think, how can you bring in Mercedes Moné on this show that was 5 hours long, and you still had one women's match on the card? It was embarrassing. And we were just sitting there and we were like, sweetie, just don't come here. Like, stay at Stardom. Like, there's nothing for you. Because I've made this clear on our show more than once. Every time someone comes into AEW, whether it's Mercedes Martinez, if it's Athena or Willow or Ruby Soho, if it's Saraya, like, every time I said, okay, here we go. There's no way TK is not going to book the women's division better now. Like, you have her, and then you have her. And every time he proves me different, because like, he does nothing after that. Like, sure, like, they've main evented here and there. And that's about it. Like, there's, like, nothing happened after that.
Yeah.
Because it's really frustrating. And we all believe that Mercedes Moné is such a huge star, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that this will give the reality that Tony Khan needs in order to book the women's division better. But when you think about it, that women's locker room was there the entire time. Like, if you get to book the women's division better just because Mercedes Moné is there, what does that mean for the rest of that women's locker room? Like, they were there the whole time and they got shit.
Yep.
So that's a lot of things to think about just right out of the gate.
Yeah.
She looked amazing, by the way. She was so incredible. Samoa Joe will definitely win the TV championship match. The last match we have on the card is Eddie Kingston and Shibata versus Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Yuta. Gang.
Kingston
and Shibata are a wonderful team, which I want to see wrestle more. It's Claudio. I really don't want to see Claudio lose, but you know what? I'm going Claudio and Yuta.
Okay. I'm going opposite. I'm going Kingston and Shibata.
Yeah, I can get that. Like, I can get that. But, like, I feel like we should have one match that we differ on.
Yeah, there we go. That works.
Yeah, yeah. Claudio and Yuta. Yeah.
Here we go. Let's do our Cooper effect. We'll save the other one for next week. We'll just do this one since this is new.
Oh, absolutely. I am so in love with this. Edge had a really special gear that he wore in Toronto. Obviously, he signed the gear, and now he put it on. He's auctioning it, and 100% of those proceeds will go to SammyForSyria.com. And this is so amazingly sweet. We all knew that Edge was an amazing human being, right? Recent events.
I honestly don't see that happening, but if it does happen, then Ricky Starks will win.
Yeah, he's gonna challenge Ricky's he's gonna challenge him, but like he's not gonna say yes, he's gonna choose a champion. I'm sure that's because like there's no way Ricky Starks having that match. Because of recent events, I want Edge to come to AEW because I didn't used to. Like I just wanted Edge to do whatever the hell made him happy. But like now I do want, just because he has to go to Collision and like put that locker room in check. Like be the actual locker room leader that we all know that Edge can be. Because apparently there's no other way.
Well, the one thing I'll say about that is it's the same, like whatever he wants to do is what I want. It's one of those things where I just did not picture him going, but I think it's obvious he's going. But Maggie, tell everybody where they can find you.
Is it obvious that he's going?
I think he's going.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Like please don't spoil anything for me. Guys, you can follow me on X Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK, where I officially put an end to my daily Pedro stuff because I'm too depressed and I cannot keep that. I hate it here, guys. Like please just support Fightful. Subscribe to Fightful Select, please. Subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. Subscribe to Fightful on the main YouTube channel. Join us every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on
Fightful Overbooked. Yep. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it. You can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. Otherwise, I am on Threads at Fightful Rob as well. I want to say thank you very much for tuning in this week. I hope you enjoyed the two pay-per-views or premium live events, whatever you want to call those. John Cena returns tonight. You have AEW Rampage. You have AEW Collision tomorrow night. And I want to say thank you to people that tuned into my new show with Seahawk. My point is, we had a great time doing that. Not sure how if we're going to be able to do it this week because Collision post-show is going to be on Sunday afternoon. So we're going to try to figure that out. But want to say thank you. Just stay tuned to Twitter for that. But want to say thank you very much, and we will see you guys soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.